Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Apologize for being out of commission for most of the week. Thank you for your prayers. I'm feeling much better, but still not 100%. A little weak and dizzy, but I'll make it through the Mass today. Every year, as is our tradition, we celebrate the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary as Mother of God on this day, the octave day of the Feast of Christmas. And it's a perfect feast to celebrate to complete the Holy Octave, because in this dogma of the faith, that Mary is in fact the Divine Mother, we have preserved and protected the very nature of Jesus Christ our Lord. We can look throughout the history of our church that heresies have often developed false teachings and beliefs about our Lord Jesus Christ. And they always stress one of two mistakes. Either he's really God and not really a man, or he's really a man and not really God. Most of the early heresies, Christological heresies, fell into these categories. And so the church, in defense of the hypostatic union, the true nature, or in this case, natures of Jesus Christ, helped us to understand this truth and defend this truth by this specific teaching, that Mary is in fact the Mother of God. Even though she is a mere human, the man to whom she gave birth, the man we know today is named Jesus Christ, he is in fact God and man. And so in giving birth to the man, she gave birth to the God. So in no way do we claim that Mary herself is divine by nature. No, she's divine by grace, as are each one of us, but not by nature. But she holds this unique title as the Divine Mother. Now, St. Paul does talk to us about how one can be divine by grace. Somebody is divine by grace because they are conformed to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In our second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, he clearly speaks about the fact that all of us in Christ have been adopted by God. And it's true, right? We're born again in baptism. We're born in Jesus Christ through the power of his Spirit. And so in his body, in his two natures, divine and human, we humans now share in his divinity. That's what makes us a member of his Father's family. So we're divine by grace. It's not our nature, but it is a gift that has been given to us, just as it was given to the Blessed Virgin herself. Remember, she was full of grace from the first moment of her existence. What's interesting to note is that in the words of St. Paul, as he speaks very clearly, but throughout the entire Bible, Old and New Testament, never once is anyone ever called a daughter of God. It doesn't exist in the language of the Bible. It actually doesn't exist in the entire history of the church. Did you know that? No one has ever been called, according to official church teaching or the scriptures, a daughter of God. Do you know why? Because God doesn't have any daughters. Sorry, ladies, not a single one. Not even the Blessed Mother is a daughter of God. The only language ever used is the generic term for children, gender-neutral term, or sons of God. Each one of us. We are, in fact, only sons of God. And why is this? It makes perfect sense if you understand the theology, and this is why it's so important to know the theology. We are only sons of God because God only has one son, only one. And if you want to be a part of his family, you have to be conformed to that son. In fact, you have to become one body with that son. That's what the church is. She is at one and the same time the bride of Christ and the Son of God. But if you know anything about the bride of Christ is human, not divine. That's why she can be a bride. But in regards to her relationship with God, in regards to her divinity, she is a son, the son. God has no other children. We become divine by grace because we are made members of that body. And that body is the body of the Son of God. So we are sons in the Son, men and women alike. And we're brides of Christ, men and women alike. It's really fascinating theology when you think about it, the mystical theology of Jesus Christ. But we see in the Blessed Virgin, in the most unique and special way, both of these roles fulfilled perfectly. She is clearly the bride, the one who gives birth to the Son in the world. There's no doubt about that. But she's also the perfect disciple of that Son to whom she gave birth, the perfect follower of the Lord, conformed to Jesus in a way unlike any one of us. She is the model for all Christian perfection. No one imitated her Son more perfectly than she. Therefore, in the end, for us to become holy, she is our sole model. And we could also say Jesus is our sole model, of course. But since she modeled him perfectly, she's the model of all the models. And so as we celebrate her divine motherhood today, we need to reflect upon the fact that each one of us, in a spiritual sense, are called to be divine mothers of God. And how do we do that? In the same way that she did, spiritually, not physically. Christ must be conceived within each one of us, in our minds and in our hearts. In our minds, in the way in which our thoughts are conformed to Christ. We think like God. We have his word rooted in our minds. In our hearts, in the sense that we love God above all things, that we place everything and everyone and even ourselves secondarily to him. And if we do this, we conceive him in our minds and hearts. And in fact, the fathers of the church say that Mary conceived Jesus in her mind and heart long before she ever conceived him in her womb. She was already a disciple of the Lord. And each one of us can do that. And if we do, in fact, through the graces of the sacraments, through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, conceive Christ in our minds and in our hearts, then he will be born forth in the world wherever we go. Not only will we carry him with us, like the Blessed Mother visiting her cousin Elizabeth, but he'll actually be born forth any time we speak or any time we love someone else, because it will be the words of Christ and the love of Christ that we give. And in this, we become, by grace, not nature, mothers of God. So we pray today, through her intercession, that we would have the grace to continue to grow in holiness and to allow Christ to be conceived and even born in each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.